There have been lots of lists and a lot of analysis recently looking at President Trump's first year in office. And at the top of a number of those lists of achievements is the number of federal judges appointed and confirmed to the bench. The president has appointed more appeals judges than any of his predecessors, and in some cases, a lot more. With me to talk about this is Douglas Keith, counsel in the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law. And Douglas, why has the president had so much success in this area?
Well, this is something that the administration itself has said is a priority, and leaders in the Senate, the Republican leaders, have also said that this is a priority. Federal judges is something that conservatives have traditionally been more organized about than their liberal counterparts. There are groups that have been waiting for this moment to have a Republican president and a Republican Senate, and they're taking full advantage of it.
These judges are on the bench, their lifetime appointment, so they're there until they either choose not to be or pass away. How significant is that in terms of the kind of legislation that Congress passes and sort of the direction of the country?
This is incredibly important. To go back to Obama's nominees, about a third of sitting judges right now were appointed by the Obama administration, and the Trump administration is appointing at this point at a rate of four times what the Obama administration was able to achieve. These federal courts are incredibly important. Most folks focus on the Supreme Court, but these lower courts tend to be the end of the line for the vast majority of cases. They shape laws, they interpret the Constitution, they affect people's rights, businesses' bottom lines, and they impact how our democracy functions. We've seen that nowadays most major policy changes are going to face a challenge in the court. Just look at Obamacare, DACA, the repeal of DACA under President Trump, the travel ban. All of these cases have gone before these lower federal courts, which have had a big role in shaping policy across the country.
And it seems as though one of the priorities for the Trump administration is finding judges who are young enough to be on the bench for a while. He's not looking at, 60 and 70-year-olds here. He's looking at, in some cases, 40 and 50-year-olds.
Absolutely. On average, the president's nominees are younger than 50 years old, significantly younger than his predecessor's nominees. As he knows, these are lifetime appointments. And when you start appointing judges that are that young, I think you start running into some of the qualifications problems that Trump's nominees have.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because three of his nominees have withdrawn recently, one of whom became a sort of an internet celebrity, although probably unwanted, based on some questioning from a senator. Do you get the sense that that is going to put the brakes on some of the confirmation votes in the Senate, or are those just sort of, you can't call them a one-off because there are three of them, but is that just sort of an aberration and, the process of nominating and confirming judges will continue as it has gone so far?
I think the nomination process is going to continue, if not speed up. I think, as I said, Senate Republicans view this as a priority of theirs. And with the potential of losing the Senate control in 2018, now is the moment in which they have the best opportunity to appoint judges.
Once judges get on the bench, we've heard about, some that were appointed by a Democratic or Republican president to the U.S. Supreme Court, where, their opinions and their thinking has sort of evolved over time. Once these federal judges get on the bench, how predictable are they? Do their views tend to evolve over time? Can you say, I guess, that just because President Trump has put X number of people on the bench that, the judiciary is swinging one way or the other now?
I think it's an important point. You've certainly heard stories of Supreme Court nominees who've been appointed by either Republican or Democratic presidents who then turned out to not be as reliably conservative or liberal as maybe the folks appointing them had hoped. I do think that the groups that are associated with judicial nominees at this moment, the ones that are advising the White House in terms of who to nominate, they have those situations in mind, and they are doing their best to select nominees that they believe will be reliably conservative.
Given, as you say, that most major policy changes anymore end up being decided by the courts, is it an overstatement, do you think, to say that who is sitting on the bench, who comprises the judiciary, is maybe in some ways more important than who is in Congress?
I don't know that I would say more important, but certainly maybe more important than the public realizes. Any major policy decision that is fought out in Congress and before the public is now going to be interpreted by the courts. So while the vast majority of judicial decisions don't implicate a jurist's conservative or liberal leanings, just look at the Supreme Court decisions. While we think of the high-profile ones that split the court down the middle, there are many other cases that are decided unanimously or almost unanimously. But these high-profile cases, these major policy decisions, Obamacare, the travel ban, and others, we should expect that judges are going to play a large role in shaping what those policies look like. And also, members of Congress will be thinking about the sitting jurists before they pass these laws. They know what's likely to stand up and what's likely to be struck down, depending on who's sitting at the bench at any given moment.
Douglas Keith is counsel in the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law.